Hello, everybody. This is Mark Hopkins, the host, one of the hosts of the Mark and Daryl Show, heard every Sunday night, 8 to midnight, on rantradio.com. Also, I want to remind you, if you're listening to this during the daytime today, that there is my evening show, my Friday show that comes on. I am the host of the political talk show, I'm Right, and, you know, it's just a hoot. So you should join me tonight. It starts at 6 o'clock Eastern Time, and just an hour. Hour a week, that's all I ask. Poor John Hannity. And, interesting stuff in the news. Just moments ago, the House approved the Internet tax ban. And I'm actually having to turn back around because I forgot my wallet. I turned back around towards Joe Homestead there. But, I am going into the office late. I was working on those podcast scripts. That's why today's little update is a little late today. And let's see, what else is in the news? What is it? Hold on, it's coming to me. The Sirius Network. Yeah, the Karmazin. They hired that Karmazin guy. The stock has jumped, like, up to, was it $8 or something like that? It's amazing, amazing jump in stock. They paid a lot of money for that dude. And, you know what? I'm going to have to ask Daryl on the show this Sunday because he is, among many other things, you wouldn't expect this, but he is an amazing stock analyst. That's right. He has predicted many obscure stock moves for me, and I've got to get his opinion on what it is they're doing because they've made enough large moves that a strategy is forming, and I'll give him a couple days headway on that one. And we'll figure out what it is they're trying to accomplish. Because there's, whenever some company does a whole lot of beefing up, there's got to be some either ulterior motives, or there's going to be some sort of interesting story behind it, at the very least. My, what else? Greenspan actually speaks out against the deficits today. Says the persistence of a bloated U.S. trade deficits over time can pose a risk to the U.S. economy, which thus far has proven resilient, Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan warned that on Friday, policymakers must not get lulled into a sense of complacency, he said. Now, he doesn't really speak out on the deficit a whole lot, at least not that I've seen, though I'm certain he's quite opposed to it. This is one of those weird issues that I've heard both sides of. Some people are, most people don't give a crap about the deficit. How does it affect our daily life? But some people, when they consider the theory involved, actually don't care that there's a deficit. That's an interesting debate. We might try to tackle that this week on the show. Where is the old wallet? All right, so that's it. That's all I'm going to do for the podcast, daily podcast news update or whatever today. And as far as the more in-depth stuff, you'll have to tune in today, 6 to 7 Eastern Standard Time on rightradio.com for I'm Right. And Mark and Daryl show on Sunday. I'll see you guys on Monday here on OpenPodcast.org. Deuce.